Some of the first roads you can turn right on, or the first road, is Cedar Park. It's down there on the left-hand side. It's the yellow highlighted parcel. If you remember, Mr. Onan owned both parcels when he brought the back one through. And my understanding is he's keeping the front one's not part of this, of course. It's only the back. And this is the same PowerPoint that I showed you in that meeting. So that's why there's no leaves on the trees. Yeah, pretty much. And here's the road looking back towards State Highway T and then back to the east. And I think we have a couple of representatives here, and they're ready to give their piece to it. So.
And we are representing the applicant. I'm Tammy Rodman, and this is Laurel McElvain, and we're the realtors representing the applicant. And so we've been out to the house. Of course, they're under contract. I think it'd be a great place as far as for a nightly rental. They were approved. The sellers were approved previously, just didn't have the funds to complete it. Like you said, I think it was in January. The house is still owned by these sellers, and it is a rental itself that has, I think it's been a rental for a while. Not a nightly rental, but yeah, just on a yearly basis rental. So, you know, we looked at the whole area. There's really nothing. There's plenty of parking. The septic was went through a big inspection the end of last year. It was inspected, turned out good, and cleaned and all that good stuff. And so it would make a great home for a nightly rental.
Is this a 4 or 5 bedroom home?
It's 4 bedroom. There is a room that's non-conforming that could possibly be a bedroom. And it does have a little loft over the garage that's kind of a one-room one-bedroom apartment.
It's a one-bedroom, yeah, and a little kitchen and living
kitchen
area above the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So four-bedroom represented?
Four-bedroom in the house at this, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does say 5, even though it's non-conforming.
It's non-conforming.
Because it doesn't have a closet in it. It has a window.
Okay, so we need to go back to a four-bedroom.
Like yeah.
We can do that. So.
Okay.
Now, he is planning on conforming it all the way to make it a fifth bedroom. So,
oh, he is?
He is. So I don't know if you want to keep it 5 or...
Nope, I'll keep it 5.
Okay. So as it sits, it's a 4-bedroom non-conforming, but he is planning on turning that into a 5th bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's already contacted the fire department, and he's gotten bids, you know, to make sure that he's, you know, complying with the water suppressant, you know, mm-hmm. systems and things like that.
And he's definitely going to improve the property to where inside and outside, that he's doing a lot of updates and things to it to improve it.
So the current owner was approved but hadn't really used it as a nightmare.
Well, he didn't have the money to put the fire suppressant in because it's like a 40.
It's close to 50,000.
That's close to 50,000 to. Yeah, those are the bids that he got back. Mm-hmm. To do that.
Yeah.
We never did find
we are.
He didn't store.
He's
yes,
willing
he
to
is.
Do that.
He's going to put more than that into it, but yes.
Yeah.
And then the people that he rents to, that the Owen family rents to, they've taken care of that property, but he'll probably use Rent Branson, you know, somebody like that as his local representative because he does live in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and... Again, I think it's a perfect nightly rental. Of course, we like, you know, nightly rentals, but because of the long driveway back in there, it's very private.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to, and Cedar Park dead ends back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, eventually,
too.
Yeah, dead ends mm-hmm. back in there. And there's plenty of buffers with all the trees and everything that's around the home.
What is the larger building?
Yeah, I missed it.
The bottom right?
There's another property on.
It's somebody else's property. Yeah.
But what is it a home?
Oh, I'm not sure.
That's a home?
Yeah.
Home, barn, shop, storage.
Just barn, with the parking there.
A barn dominium.
There you go. That's the new thing.
Lots of vehicles there.
All Do we have anybody in the audience for or against this application that signed up to speak? The crowd's thinning out. Okay, any other questions for the applicant?
I don't know what would be any different than before.
Don't see that anything's changed.
I still feel the way I did last time. I was against it because I don't feel it complies with the area. Surrounding area.
Yes.
Any other questions or discussion amongst ourselves to where we can, to the point of making a motion? For a conditional use permit?
I make a motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the application being approved, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So another 4-3.
It is 4-3.
Okay. Glad we have an odd number of people here.
Yes. That helps. Okay.
What do we do next?
of course, the conditional use permit would come in place when you get everything done.
Okay.
You start working on it. When you bring in the deed, then we can start working towards, Presley can start working with you towards those conditions.
Okay.
The fire department, the posting, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So
great.
First thing to do is close on the property. So.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, the last item we got on the agenda is old and new business, and under old business, we've got Julie Beck questions regarding Rocky Shores development. Thank you for your patience, Julie. You want to come on up? Well, we'll, Scott, do you want to give a summary of what happened, or you want me to?
I just gave you her copy.
Okay. So we met and reviewed all the questions and discussion through that, and we felt the best forum to respond to that would be to give you an official written letter with responses to all your questions for that. And then you haven't had time to read it, but you can take it with you, and then if you have any follow-up questions to the questions we answered, I guess feel free to reach out to Scott.
I can send them to you guys.
Yeah, to us. But we met and reviewed each one and discussed through each of the items to try to give you the most. And we thought that was best because it gave us an opportunity to review the questions and answers so that you have accurate information in writing.
Okay.
So what was decided upon was that we would give you, and it's got a nice logo of the Taney County, Missouri.
Awesome.
All the board for you to take with you.
And you all did understand this is not just me.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Arcadia Landing residence. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, there are a group of questions that was presented to us.
Yeah, I'm retired. I also want to thank Devin for trimming our corners. I appreciate it. You were very speedy.
Does that make everybody happy?
No, but
happier.
It's been a bad week. Not a good night to ask that. So we've had trucks take the cable lines down. We've had truck block the road for 5 hours because it broke down. Waiting on tow. So not a good day. So, but I appreciate this.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Scott, is there any other old or new business?
I want to catch Tom before he leaves. You want to introduce yourself? Do you guys all know the presiding commissioner candidate for the November election? There it is. Mr.
Nice
Nick, Nick Plummer.
I know some of you. Nick Plummer. I will be coming in January as your presiding commissioner. Given November is good to me again, so look forward to working with all of you and putting my heart on the line like you mentioned.
All right, cool. Appreciate you taking the time to hang
out. Appreciate it.
You bet. Oh, you'll see me here every week, so. Or every month.
Every month.
Yeah. Great.
I do not have any other new or old business.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion? Second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye.
All right.
Meeting adjourned at 7:41.